So once again, welcome everyone. Thank you for the privilege of being with you on this Sunday, well, it's morning where I am, and for coming together to honor the sacred, the divine, that in us, which is free, ever-present, ever-awake, ever-peaceful, ever-wise. So we can just naturally begin to close our eyes. And let attention come into contact with the breath. Now there's nothing to do. We're just going to really, in essence, cease all efforts so that we can relax into what we already are, what's already here. And just by noticing, without effort, just noticing the breath, coming into full contact with the movement of the breath. We're essentially following the breath into the body with our attention. No effort, just feeling, sensing, noticing. And experiencing directly that wave, that rhythm of breath. Moving through the chest, the abdomen, the back. Taking a moment to connect with the whole body. Again, it's not an effort. It's just a felt attention in what's already here. So the entire physical body connecting down to your feet. And as you rest attention effortlessly in the feet, first notice the physical sensations. If you're sitting in a chair, you'll feel the pressure of your feet against the floor, for example. Perhaps the feeling of your shoes. And just by effortlessly resting your attention in the feet, you naturally connect with the formless aspect, that invisible energy that's dancing in your feet, which is, of course, the spirit in the flesh, that divine energy. So you may feel it as a tingling or vibration. Just by bringing felt attention effortlessly to that energy in the feet, we connect directly with the spirit. It's that simple, that immediate, that accessible. That in us which is eternal, it's temporarily giving life to the body. is present in the body, as well as everywhere else. But feeling it in the body helps to ground or embody that spirit. So just feeling the feet, feeling the arches, the heel, the toes. And this invisible dance of energy is happening, of course, through the whole body. But when we bring felt attention to it in this effortless way, it's almost as if it comes to life, or the volume of it increases, because our attention is that powerful. What we bring felt attention to is enlivened, because we are divine. So letting our attention move up to the ankles, the shins and calves. Again, just always start by feeling whatever you can on the physical dimension. That's sort of the entry point in. And then just by resting attention effortlessly in the lower legs now, we connect with that invisible presence of the spirit. Feeling the knees up into the thighs. Perhaps you can feel the feeling of your back of your legs against the chair you're sitting on. Just be there. Just sense and feel that. And then the doorway opens to that deeper dimension of spirit. Feeling both legs, both feet. And sensing up into the sit bones, the hips, the pelvis and sacrum. The abdomen. Up into the chest. And here you immediately find the movement of breath. But underneath that movement, there is a perfect, vibrant stillness. And that's you. Your essence. And feeling up the back, the low back, up the spine. Feel your back pressed against whatever chair you're sitting in. And then just rest attention in the back for a moment. Feeling the shoulders. And down the arms, the upper arms, and the elbows. The forearms, wrists, and into the hands. Feeling the palms of the hands and the fingers. You may be able to notice the intensity of the energy in the fingertips. And more importantly, what this felt attention in the body is doing in your conscious awareness. Typically, the thoughts start to slow down and feel more centered, connected. Now feeling up into the neck and throat, up into the jaw, the ears, the cheekbones, and the forehead. Just allowing now a sense of this inner energy through the whole body, from head to toe to fingertips. No effort, just restfully bringing that felt attention into the physical body to connect with this spiritual body. Now, this spiritual body is much larger than the physical. Ultimately, it's infinite. We're a full spectrum of being, from the most dense, the physical, which we could also call the smallest, into the most refined, that divine essence, that pure awareness. And so just as an invitation, let's allow ourselves to have the experience of expanding into the spiritual body. Once again, it's not an actual effort, because the spiritual body is already in place. It's already here. We're already this. Just as a pointer of one way to experience it, you can allow yourself to have the sense of expanding. And it's often easiest to begin by bringing your attention about 2 feet above your head. We actually have a chakra up there, a number of them. When you bring your attention into this soul star chakra, this space within your energetic reality, very often you'll find your mind becomes really quiet. Just rest attention there for a moment. This is a simple and direct way to lift attention up above that normal sense of self that's very limited. Now just allow yourself to, whatever your experience is perfectly fine, but just allow yourself to expand up and out into this beautiful spiritual body that is you. The part of you that is, we'll say formless, but there's a bit of a form there, an energy form. And you're not really expanding, you're just allowing attention to explore and experience your vast, beautiful, divine spiritual body, where you are pure light, pure being. Whatever your experience is, just let it unfold, but you can potentially expand and expand up and out. And each breath, you can go higher. And as you go higher, it's like you're leaving behind, detaching from temporarily any limited sense of self. The mind, the body, the personality, the gender, the age, any identity, and expanding into your formless identity or reality. So this is actually sort of an act of surrender, letting go of anything you're holding on to, any sense of self, and letting yourself expand up and out into your true body, which is the spiritual body of light, being. And just keep expanding. You may find yourself up amongst the stars. We'll just take a few moments in silence to experience this expansiveness, this peace. This light. Just allowing yourself to keep softening, surrendering, opening into this vast beingness of your spiritual body. Whatever your experience of that is in this moment, just to know yourself beyond the limited sense of self. And just by hanging out and felt attention in the spiritual body, all kinds of stuff happens. We don't have to know, but we can experience shifting or insights or a deeper peace. And just keep resting here a bit longer in clock time. And let this spirit that we are do its work. We're going to begin to very gradually bring the physical back into awareness. But the secret is here to, as you do that, to actually bring this expansiveness to the experience of being embodied. And so, very slowly begin to allow attention to drift down towards your physical body. But as you do, having truly experienced or embodied this larger, the spiritual body, it's now active, awake, alive, present in your experience. So we don't want to contract our sense of self down to the size of a body or return to a limited sense of self. It's sort of like bringing this vastness with you. So as you gently allow attention to descend back to the body, stay aware of this vastness, the peace, the freedom, the light of your true nature. You may have a sense of re-entering the body, floating back in. You never really left, but it's just sort of the experience. But as you do, allow yourself to be this pure light, pure being, that is so much larger, more expansive than a small human form or personality. Now, this essence of the spiritual body is, of course, in the physical through that energy field within. It's all one. So by feeling that within the body, it helps to connect to that larger sense of the spiritual body all around you as well. So this is truly embodiment, where we feel, know, and recognize this greater self, our true essence, while we temporarily inhabit this apparently limited human form. So really it's about letting it all come together into true wholeness, the full spectrum of our being, fully present, fully embodied. From that denser physical to the energetic energy field within, that's also all around in the form of the spiritual body. It's almost as if the spiritual body is embracing the physical. So just for a moment, as you allow this all to come into wholeness and to integrate, as you feel your feet and your body once more, let your attention rest about 2 feet above your head at the same time. It's like a doorway to keep this awareness active of the greater self. And notice any shifting or other sensations that are moving through the field, the body, the energy field. Because this true nature that we're calling the spiritual body is all-powerful, gentle, subtle. But by awakening this, embodying this, it dissolves the past. It heals. As I often say, your presence is your best medicine. And this is you activating, let's say, that presence and bringing it back to the human experience. So things come into alignment. They're restored, healed, rejuvenated, whatever is required. Once again, though, no mental effort. It's all grace, the grace of spirit. And allowing some attention to drop down into the heart center, right in the center of the chest, the heart chakra. This is very often in many teachings referred to as the seat of the soul. Ultimately, we can have some attention in the spot above the head and some in the heart, but it's okay if you sort of alternate. But just for a moment, let more attention come into the heart. And the heart is a miracle because it looks like this small energy center in the side of, inside a relatively small part of a body. But mysteriously, this heart is actually an ocean. It expands in the same way the spiritual body does. It's part of that. When you rest gently in the heart, you may begin to feel a spaciousness opening up there. All around you. When we're in the ocean of the heart, this is typically a lot more embodied because it includes the physical body in a more tangible way for most people. Just rest and let the heart open, which really means to experience the openness that's already there. No effort. The heart is kind of like a clearinghouse. So as things either that were repressed from before, especially when we were too young to know better, and also things that move through in present time, emotions are often processed here, and there can be residue of things from the past that are still vibrating within, and we'll very often feel them in the heart space. So the secret here is, whatever you feel, whether there's a tightness, something you call pain, or even if there's images or memory, the secret is, do nothing, just be with. Not trying to fix, get rid of, or understand, just be with whatever's there. And if you can come down to the level of the reality of what's there at the sensation level, so that's underneath any thoughts or images or emotions, there's something deeper and more subtle, then that's just a sensation. And if you just be with that, let it be there, feel it, honor it, embrace it with your larger being, this then is to be working at the level of cause, of true healing, true liberation. We don't have to know anything. Just welcome, embrace, be with anything that's arising at the sensation level. So that will be very subtle, at least compared to emotions and thoughts. But it can be intense. So there could be a sharpness, a tightness. Anything that's there, just soften, open. Allow it to be there, and without even trying, it's being healed, liberated, or integrated, or all of the above. And we'll just spend a few moments with that now, because as you give that a little space, a little attention without efforting, what happens is by being with what's there on the surface of the heart, allowing it and bringing in the medicine of your own presence, which is the felt attention, you naturally are granted deeper access into the ocean of the heart. So just rest, feel, sense, allow, and breathe. Just for a moment, allowing yourself to dissolve into the ocean of the heart. And beginning to become aware of the movement of breath again, like waves rising and falling on the ocean, so too is the breath rising and falling on the ocean of the heart, the ocean of being. Letting the breath connect you more fully to your sense of your physical body, which with your eyes closed really is just a set of sensations, but feeling the sensations of feet, legs, torso, the arms and hands, the head. And once again, we don't need to contract down into a limited sense of self. We can keep the awareness, the felt awareness of the ocean of the heart and that spiritual body, the large, beautiful, brilliant essence of us that enfolds this tiny little humanness. And it helps to stay centered in the heart space, kind of like having the door open to this ocean. And to also stay aware of that spot above the head. So both doors are open, and yet we're now in the body, grounded, feeling the feet, feeling the breath. This is a state of wholeness. Everything's included, all levels of your being, which ultimately is just one, but we experience it as these different frequencies, density and lightness. And the heart is at the center of it all. And just resting here as long as you feel drawn to do so. And at a certain point, your eyes may come open. Now, when your eyes do come open, normally when we open our eyes, we contract back again into a sense of a limited self. So instead, when you're ready and your eyes naturally open, just let yourself look from this ocean, from this spiritual body. Your vast field is looking through the eyes when that time comes. But we don't ever have to leave this wholeness, this experience of our whole self, even when we're in activity. So when the eyes come open, it's like looking as a whole field, not a limited sense of self. You may find your eyes open and close, and just sense that when you're really rooted in this, ultimately there's no difference whether eyes are open or closed. It's just with the eyes open, there's additional input, visual input. And ultimately, this is what we are, so we can be this, live as this all the time. I mean, we do, but I mean consciously so, and feel this peace, this centeredness, this rootedness. Whether we're walking, doing the dishes, listening to music, engaged in work, ever the same. And so at this point, we just invite whatever arises so we can remain in silence. That's fine. Or perhaps you're finding something arises within, an insight, a question, an intense energy. Remember that when we're together, and this is the ultimate truth always, but in this gathering, we'll say it appears to be a number of people here, but there's actually only one, the one being, the one life, the one intelligence. And what it wants to, let's say, do through us, with us, happens through us. So anything that arises in you while we're together, it's for the group. And so if at any point there's something to share, you can unmute your audio and share in any way that comes to you. And if nothing comes, that's fine too. I think if you're on the phone, it's *6 to unmute, if I'm not mistaken. Just check that. But nothing needs to happen. It's most important just to be this. I think it's *6. And just as you rest within, eyes open or closed, feeling this magnificent spirit that you actually are. So actually a few words are coming to me right now. If you'd rather sit in silence, I understand. But it is just coming to share. Those of you who attend the embodiment group, I know you're used to this format of just allowing things to unfold. But in any event, what I've noticed is there's been various teachings about embodiment for a number of years, probably a long time, but it's been fairly prevalent lately, but what I've noticed in my own experience is embodiment actually isn't a concept. It's an actual experience. And I found that it's, if we try to embody our true nature, a lot of the techniques and systems that we use actually can take us further away, because we're bringing in time and techniques and all of that. And that's all good. But for me, it didn't really, really hit home until I began to really just rest, relax into the felt sense of this allness of being, including the physical body, the energy body, that larger spiritual body. And it really became obvious one day that it's just this spectrum, just like the color spectrum or vibrational spectrum. So there's the most dense and the smallest, this physical, and within that, that energetic reality that really is ultimately infinite. But to actually feel that while in the physical body, now we are truly embodied. So no concepts are required, just the actual direct experience. So feeling that center, the heart, beautiful spaciousness there. And if you're not feeling spaciousness, again, the key is to relax, be with, allow, embrace whatever's there. And when we allow it and embrace it sufficiently, it will automatically, let's say, open into the vastness, the spaciousness. That's the secret. So, any comments or questions in our remaining moments together? And it's perfectly fine if nothing's coming up. Just want to offer that before we finish the call. Nice. So thank you very much, everyone, for this amazing presence, this depth, this peace. It's an honor to be with you. My goodness. Thank you so much. Blessings. And the invitation is just allow your magnificent, beautiful spirit to breathe into your day. Walk around as that which you are, because you are this. And I'll upload the audio if it turns out. Thank you so much. I'll be offering another one of these fairly soon, so check out the email. Thank you. Blessings for your day. Lovely to be with you. Bye, everybody.